morning, you. 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. Tuesday talk around. Yes, one of my favorite segments. Got to talk real estate with Steve and Sherry from Action Realty in with us once again this morning. Busily. Boy, you're busy doing things as we speak. Good morning.
Good morning.
Busy time. I know you've got, we're going to talk Festival of Trees too. We'll save that till the end. Sounds Steve, great. Numbers?
I guess we're going down a little bit.
That's what I heard. It's like, I can't wait to ask you about this because finally some good news.
Well, it's got to go down more yet, though, I think, to be an impact, but at least the right direction.
Right. So, again, we talk about this week in and week out, this kind of a slow time, you know, the holidays and stuff, but picks up in the new year. Things looking good for 2024 as far as real estate?
Well, we sure hope so. It depends a lot on our weather, because if we have a tough winter, you know, the market, I think, really slows down because not a lot of people like to be moving or looking at houses during that time of year. But if we have a mild winter, hopefully things are up on the upside.
I got a question for both of you. I thought of this last night. When I was in Santa Fe, there was this crazy realtor down there, did these goofy ads. And he said, there's not a house that I can't sell. You ever run into that? You too. I mean, have you ever run into a place that is just in such need of repair or just in shambles and you go, there's no way I can sell this?
I think so, yeah. I mean, for the right price, everything will sell.
Well, right.
I mean, that's it. You know, there's nothing you can't sell if you have the right price on it.
Absolutely.
You know, so location, location, location. But I think the words now are more like price, price, price.
Price, price, price. And that's and we've talked about this before, too. We'll bring it up again. The prices that we're seeing here. You know, I mean, it's comparable to what everybody else is you know, buying and selling homes for, correct?
Well, we're on the slide, I think, down a little bit. You know, right. Certainly the upper part of the market with those rates as high as they are, you know, it certainly has reduced the number of showings on the more expensive homes. So, you know, it's had an effect on the market, that's for sure. But yet, there isn't that many listings out there. So, you know, there's just sort of that little back and forth, you know, who's in favor here, the buyer or the seller?
Exactly.
You know, it depends on the house and it depends on the price, I guess. But, you know, we've got a couple newer listings out there. There's one over on 3rd Street. And we just dropped the price on that one a little bit. And then we put a brand new one on out in Westmore behind the high school. There's a nice new Rambler that just came on a couple days ago there, too.
So. Well, I was going to say, because I drive around because I'm old, but I see a lot of Action Realty signs in front of a lot of really nice houses. So, yeah, you definitely got some good stuff out there. Let me ask you this. When somebody comes in from out of town and they're looking to buy, what is the number one selling point about moving here? I mean, what is the number one thing that you can tell them and go, you know what, this is top of the list here?
You know, I think there's many benefits to living in a town this size and in this area. You know, we're nice and close to a bigger city, but yet we've got that small town feel. And, you know, a lot of the amenities here that people are looking for. Number one is always Chehinkapa Zoo and Park. When we're bringing a new client in and they haven't been to Wahpeton before, you know, we'll a lot of times give them a little tour of the town, and, you know, that's definitely one of our stopping points.
Is that a wow factor? Do people go, yeah, wow, this is amazing?
It always,
I think it is.
It always is. And I think, you know, since we live here, we kind of, you know, we just always think, well, there it is.
Right.
And we don't realize how lucky we are to have that facility here.
Absolutely. And when bringing people in, too, how attractive that that definitely must look. Do we want to talk Festival of Trees? I'm cranked up. Therese and I are going over there tomorrow. I'm excited for this. The Festival of Trees over at Heritage Square, the all newly remodeled Heritage Square. Place looks fantastic.
Yes.
Tell us about this.
So this year we've asked, you know, families and members of the community, businesses to donate a Christmas tree that will ultimately end up with an individual that may not otherwise have a Christmas tree. So we actually have 36 trees donated this year. They'll all be decorated, and they'll be starting to get set up tomorrow and Thursday, and then they'll officially be lit at the Wahpeton tree lighting, and I believe that's the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. But we've added a twist to it this year. We are having votes for your favorite Christmas tree that's decorated. And votes will be counted by items donated for the food pantry.
Okay.
So one vote would be like a can of corn, for
what
example.
What a great idea.
Yeah, it's a win-win. We're excited about it. The food pantry will receive the donations before Christmas. It's an exciting process.
So has Action Realty got a tree, Steve? You're going to be down there decorating?
That's a good question. yes.
I would imagine, definitely. Looking forward to that, and what a great way to start the holiday season. Well, folks, listen, it's so great to have you in here each and every Tuesday, talking real estate, talking buying and selling. And we need more emails from you, my friends. If you're listening out there, you got questions about real estate, these two can answer it with a ton of years of experience. If they can't answer it, nobody can. So email those questions to us at studio@kbmwnews.com. We'll get those answered. Each and every Tuesday, we talk real estate with Stephen Cherry from Action Realty. I'm going to be on vacation, so I'm going to wish you both a happy Thanksgiving a little early.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And we'll see you in a few weeks,
same
all right?
To you.
Sounds great.
Stephen Cherry from Action Realty, talking real estate every Tuesday at 9:10 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
When the weather gets cooler, wrap yourself up in warm hometown radio. Mornings with Bill Dablow.
My favorite station.
On the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
I get where I'm going, on the far side of the sky. The first thing that I'm gonna do is spread my wings and fly. I'm gonna land beside a lion and run my fingers.